I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. House lawmakers have passed a bill calling on President Obama to do more to help African countries defeat the Lord's Resistance Army. The Ugandan rebel group has been terrorizing civilians for more than 20 years, killing, kidnapping, and mutilating its victims. Lately, the LRA has been active in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a country already beset by violence. Now the LRA's presence in Congo is complicating a debate about UN peacekeepers in that troubled country. Michael Cavanaugh reports from the town of Niangara, where hundreds of LRA victims have fled. A note to listeners, some of the descriptions in the story are very disturbing.
When the Lord's Resistance Army arrived in Marie Mboli Hendele's village less than 3 weeks ago, they told her if she said anything, they would kill her.
I started to pray and then they pulled my lips with pliers and cut them off with a knife. Then they told me to run, so I stood up and fled.
A white bandage now surrounds her mouth where her lips used to be. This brutal act is a signature of the LRA in this remote part of northeastern Congo. The Congolese and Ugandan armies have been hunting down the LRA here with support from UN peacekeepers and the U.S. military's Africa Command. That offensive has reduced the LRA's core to about 300 rebels, but they're now dispersed into small groups over more territory. And some UN officials say that makes them even more dangerous than ever to Congolese civilians. The LRA kidnapped Leotine Massini last June. Massini spent more than 6 months walking from village to village with the rebels for miles every day.
They did terrible things to us, day and night. The rebels would take bricks or pieces of wood and give them to those of us who were captive, and you would have to hit people over the head with them. If you don't kill the person, they would take the brick and hit you instead.
Massini managed to escape in January. Now she lives in a camp with hundreds of displaced Congolese who've also fled LRA attacks. A group of women at the camp sings for the arrival of a delegation of UN officials who've come to assess their needs. And their needs are as vast as the forested plains that stretch for hundreds of miles around.
It's a very isolated area.
Abdou Jiang runs the UN World Food Program in Congo.
Where to bring food, you can do it by air, either air drops, just to drop the food. This is what we've been doing, which sometime could attract those rebels.
The most recent LRA attacks come at a sensitive time in Congo. President Joseph Kabila has said the UN is impinging on his country's sovereignty, and he's asked the UN peacekeeping mission here to leave Congo before elections next year. But with armed groups like the LRA and others still roaming Congo's hinterlands, humanitarian workers like Abdou Jiang aren't so sure the peacekeepers should leave just yet.
It's too dangerous. So dangerous. They provide protection for civilians, they provide protection for humanitarian, and they also provide security for all of us.
On Friday, members of the UN Security Council arrive in Congo to meet with government officials. They'll be discussing the eventual withdrawal of the $1.4 billion a year, 10-year-old peacekeeping operation in Congo known as MONUC. John Holmes is the UN's top humanitarian official, and on a plane heading home after visiting the LRA's victims, Holmes said protecting civilians has to be the primary concern.
MONUC cannot stay forever, but whatever drawdown there is, whatever departure plans there are, they should be carefully formulated and should relate to the achievement of basic objectives of restoring security and enabling humanitarian work to go on, not as a result of some arbitrary timetable fixed by the government for different reasons.
The peacekeepers' current mandate expires May 31st. Whether the Security Council renews the mandate for a full year or only 6 months depends on the cooperation of Congo's government. At stake is the future of the more than 2 million Congolese still displaced by conflict throughout Congo, including 300,000 still running from the Lord's Resistance Army. For The World, I'm Michael Cavanaugh, Niangara, Democratic Republic of Congo.